Jim Gaffigan is a comedian who loves to eat. In fact, he wrote a hilarious best-selling book on parenting called Dad is Fat. And he has 5 kids, by the way, so he knows what he's talking about. Food obviously figured large in that book, and it figures even larger in his latest, Food, a Love Story. Jim, good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, you have so much of your comedy being based on food. Do you come from a family of eaters?
Well, I come from a large family, so there was definitely an element of competing for food. And definitely was the environment informed me that I should eat immediately before someone else gets it. So, I mean, I'm the youngest of 6, so it was eat it whether you're hungry or not. And I think that kind of stayed with me.
What were holidays like at your house when you were a kid?
Well, holidays were very important. Probably the most important was Thanksgiving. I mean, a big thing in our family was Sunday dinner. Probably the peak of Sunday dinner would be Thanksgiving, but it always took place at the dining table in our living room, and my dad was a banker, so there was always some formality, maybe not a tie, but there was definitely itchy clothes that had to occur, and there was my mom's wedding china that for some reason couldn't be put in the dishwasher. I think it had to be cleaned with a kitten. Just very ornate, complex things. And it was, you know, my mom would pull off, interesting meals that, you know, to my 8-year-old palate, I just want a McDonald's, right? But Sunday dinner or holidays, it was always a big event with cloth napkins and you know, my dad smoking right next to me while I was trying to eat. It was an interesting thing. I think that the conversations at Sunday dinner or at Thanksgiving or family gatherings coming from a big family were really instrumental in me, you know, learning and kind of gaining perspective on life. I remember being 10 and my father asking me my views on Vietnam, and the Vietnam War had been over, but I knew it was a country, but that was about it. So there was definitely an element of being thrown into the fire at those family dinners.
I think a lot of us can relate to family meals like that. But how about now? I mean, what's your relationship with food like now? For example, do you have any particular food obsessions?
Well, I go through different obsessions. I would say my recent one is probably steak, which growing up, my father loved a steak, and he would make an announcement that we were going to have steak kind of in a way, you know, that would make you assume that Abraham Lincoln was coming over for dinner. He'd be like, we're going to have steak. And me and my brothers would be like, who cares? But and he would cook it on the grill, and he would, you know, go in the back of our kind of backyard area in the pitch darkness after he had asked, you know, one of his kids to light the grill, where we almost died lighting it. And then he would cook the steaks, usually burn them, and there would be cigarette ashes on them as we ate, but just a flavor of it. It's not like it was a mess. And it's so now at my age, I've grown to love steak, and the steak experience is something that I get. I didn't understand it as a kid. Now, I love going to a steakhouse. I love the way they're darkly lit and the waiters are no nonsense. You're getting a steak. You want a steak? And I'm like, yes, ma'am. I want a steak. I love every element of a steakhouse. There's something strange about the rituals in a steakhouse. I love when they wheel out the raw cuts of meat and they kind of thrust the raw pieces of meat at the table. They're like, you can get this. And you can get this. And men are so kind of visual, we kind of drool and go, yeah, that one. So I love all those elements of steak. So that's my fascination right now is steak, I would say.
Let's talk about your children. You've got 5 kids at home.
Yeah.
What do they eat? And what's food like at your house?
Well, it's, you know, I have 5 kids. I haven't talked to my wife in an hour, so there could be more. There is a lot. And our oldest is 10, and our youngest is 2. So there is different levels of eating occurring. Sometimes, you know, the two-year-old doesn't even, you know, reach his mouth with some of the eating. But I would say, you know, my wife is a very positive influence, and there's no Hot Pockets being served. It's very much a lot of green vegetables, and I do my best to pretend to like all the healthy food. But I would say that it's scary because I am somebody who enjoys eating, and I'll see it sometimes in my children. But, you know, when they're young, their behavior can change every 3 months. So just when I'm worried that some kid's going to have my unhealthy view of unhealthy love of eating, you know, 3 months later, they won't eat anything at dinner because they're just not interested.
So how do vegetables go over at your house?
Well, I think that vegetables, in general, people don't like them. I think there is a vegetable plate at when you go to someone's party and there's a vegetable plate. There's always a part of us that's like, oh, wow, that's a waste of money. That'll just be tossed out. That's not going to compete with guacamole and chips or anything. The crudité is just French for throwaway in a couple hours. So vegetables in general, and I don't mean the fake vegetables, potatoes and corn, which are actually enjoyable. There's such an effort that has to go in to making a vegetable delicious. And the amount of olive oil or butter or salt that you need to add to broccoli, I think, is amazing. Now, that being said, I live in New York City. When I do go to California, I am impressed that vegetables actually have flavor. But generally, I'm not a fan of vegetables. I kind of, you know, I just view a cucumber as a pickle before it started drinking. You know, there's just different vegetables that once you add salt or vinegar or some kind of form of dairy, they're impressive, but without them, they're relatively worthless.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jim Gaffigan is author of Food, A Love Story. Now, in his honor, check out a recipe for hanger steak with Gremolata. It's at splendidtable.org.